This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I certainly hope so, because with me here, I'm Dr. David McMillan, and with me is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan, and the newly minted master science,
yeah.
Jay Merle.
How you doing?
It is so good to be here with y'all.
Well,
today.
It is good.
Always glad to have you, Jay.
Every time that you decide that you can come. And we appreciate you being here.
Yes.
And you sent over, you watched a compelling program on Meet the Press.
Yeah, it was on Meet the Press on Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it had, I can't remember the guy's name, he was a former Surgeon General.
Vivek Murphy, I think was
his name. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Vivek.
And he made some really good points about some topics that I actually heard while I was, you know, in the program.
Right.
At LSU.
Your master's program in counseling. Yeah.
One of my favorite teachers was Dr. Tracy Passold, and she had some real definite ideas on when it was appropriate to allow our youth to be on social media.
You're traipsing on a controversial topic here today.
It's a big deal, though.
Okay. Yeah, well, it is. It is a big deal, and it's an important deal. Yeah. It's one that we all need to be talking about. We all need to be discussing.
Yes.
And contemplating. And, you know, of course, one of the questions for me, and we'll talk about this today, have we gone too far? I mean, can you put the toothpaste back in the tube?
Mm.
Have you taken too much of the toothpaste out of the tube? And can you put it back in? I don't know.
It's a matter of, you know, how far advanced our technology is, and we haven't really caught up with what it all means.
What it does to us.
And then
our utes.
And then we're worried about AI on top of that and all that stuff. So we're going to talk about that today here on Strategies for Living. But we're going to try not to do it in a negative way. Of course, this is strategies, so we're going to offer some strategies for this.
That's right.
That's right. And no pressure, Jay.
No pressure.
Hey, folks,
why are you saying that about me?
Yeah, I know, because you're the expert.
A little demonstrative.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof.
And Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather. Alligator Italian sausage and some pretty good muffies, too. Are we lonely? Do we have a loneliness epidemic? We'll see today on Strategies.
every day. They help us think healthy and make us smile too. They bring out the strategies just for you. Strategies for Living Radio. Strategies for Living Radio. Your daily dose of radio rehab. Strategies for
Living Radio. And welcome in to Strategies for Living Radio. With Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, Dr. Vivek Murthy.
Okay.
I said Murphy. It's Murthy. Murthy.
All right.
Yeah. He was the former Surgeon General of the United States.
Right.
And while he was Surgeon General, he came out with a position. I think he's now written a book called Loneliness, or I think that's the name of it. But he came out in 2023 about it's a U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on the healing effects of social connection and community. Mm. It was called Our Epidemic of Loneliness and Isolation. And, you know, he started with, and I don't know, I did not watch all, you sent me the clip, I watched some of it. And, you know, he starts in the report of what is social connection and why does it matter? I don't know how much he went into that.
Well, he went
into it
pretty extensively. And then the point that he made was that social connection is not scrolling on your smartphone.
Right. Right.
And it's. It gives the illusion of being connected to this huge universe of people, but it's not, it's virtual. It's not the real thing.
It's not the human connection.
It's not exactly,
you know, it's not our human selves.
As humans chime in at any time, but this is what I think I know. We as humans have to be, in order to be well-regulated and not lonely, and therefore sort of happy, we have to be connected to our fellow man.
Protoplasm needs protoplasm.
If you say so.
Well, I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about the difference, Jay, in our childhood experience. Okay?
Yeah.
You're a little older than I am, but we're around the same age.
Right.
And of course we didn't have anything.
No.
Social media. And I'm thinking, and I'm thinking about that comparing and contrasting to Lauren.
Yep.
I was born in 56. You were born in
49.
Lauren was born in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a difference in terms of the world that we entered.
Right.
Right.
Well, and even a bigger difference between me and the next generation as well, because I was on the beginning
of the
introduction.
They kind of put the date at 2012 when it sort of really flipped.
Right. And so at that point, I was...
You were a teenager.
Yeah. I was old enough, well old enough to have... some of my prefrontal cortex developed,
right,
and more of that developmental ability to judge and to determine. You know,
you were about 17 years old,
right?
Which is so the studies say, and the Vivek said, and Dr. Passel said, and a lot of other people say, the magic number is 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be able to make
Now it varies. You know, there might be someone who who's more connected earlier, and there might be some that are not even at 16.
But those are outliers. The vast majority of people are going to need to mature
their
to
brains,
the age
their
of
brains
16.
Aren't. Lauren hit it. The brain didn't wire it up.
Yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
You know, you're still forming. Adolescence is a time of
rapid change and development. And developing that executive functioning.
Right.
Right, which helps you to make, you know, good moral judgment.
You're more impulsive.
Yep.
You know, your judgment is not really tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about consequences.
And I would argue, Jay, there, if we enter social media before that age, you know, we're more prone to loneliness because we haven't even entered developmentally that ability to say, this is who I am.
I agree.
And to form connections.
Right.
I mean, you're in that very fragile and vulnerable state mm-hmm. of understanding your place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who
so
am
I? I think that makes it more difficult.
I totally agree. And the long-term consequences of not having a good formation of self mm-hmm. can be devastating.
And that's where, you know, I don't know. I do think one-on-one human interaction is important, but I don't know that that's the crux or the biggest issue of the disconnect with social media. I don't know the fact that it's virtual versus quote-unquote real life makes as big of a difference. And this is just coming from my perspective.
Yeah, but we gotta understand that something is making a difference.
And here's
what do you think the difference is?
So what I think that we need to start wrestling with is the idea that we have evolved technologically. Our technology has far out evolved our spiritual evolution.
Mm.
And that's the part that needs to catch up with where we are technologically.
All right. Now, I want to throw in something here, because when you say our spiritual mm-hmm. evolution, some people are saying, well, I don't believe in that. I don't want any part of that. Okay. So let me use another word.
OK.
Instead of spiritual evolution, because I think you're making good sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to use the word conscious.
Sure. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Because
our conscious evolution.
Conscious evolution and our spiritual evolution
are one and the same. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm okay, whatever you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you name it. But just as we have to grow physically,
yes.
just as we develop, and there are. We can measure, Jay, you took courses in human growth and development, and that, you know, those are physical steps mm-hmm. that we grow through mm-hmm. and go through.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue the same thing happens on a consciousness level.
Yes.
And the vast majority of us don't even think about that.
Because if you are on a consciousness level of being very ego-based, and what I mean by that is very much within the body,
right.
believing you are the body and nothing but the body, you are going to need one-on-one physical and human interaction much more.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It makes total sense.
It does. Also, you know, where's community now?
Mm-hmm. It's
so
evolving.
Community, well, it might be evolving, but mm-hmm. I would maintain that being in a community with real people mm-hmm. that you can associate with and talk to
yeah.
is something that's sorely lacking now with this cohort of youth.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, again, that's due to that misevolution.
People don't talk, they text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't talk, they text. So
yeah.
So what do you get from that? What sense of community do you get when you're, you know, sending out a bunch of text? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
where do you float test
it's
ideas?
It's very different.
Yeah.
And I'm playing a little devil's advocate here, Jay.
Sure, go for it.
Because I think we can develop, once we recognize that we are not just the body, then we can evolve to using technology and using it in a way that we can still maintain that sense of community, because we recognize that we're all over all at once anyway, that the body's not really real in that sense either.
I just don't agree. I think
I'm open to discussion.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and it's a plausible argument. I just think we have this deep-seated need for real contact
mm-hmm.
with other human beings.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not dismissing that.
No, and let me bridge the gap here yeah. between, because I think this is what this is what people are missing. And I totally get where you're coming from, Lauren. Here's the problem with your argument
mm-hmm.
as I see it.
Yeah.
80%, and you know, we were talking about spiritual or conscious growth.
Right.
Well, 80% or more. And I'm just I think I'm fairly accurate mm-hmm. in my numbers here, although I can't, you know, I can't point to anything to prove it, but 80% or so of the human population are below a level of consciousness that they don't even realize. We right. don't realize what we don't know.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know. So, yep. And I think that's where you know where you're coming from, in that the vast majority of us,
we're not conscious enough to use
right.
technology in the way that it can
that
be,
it can be used
on a very conscious level.
And that makes sense.
And perhaps in the future will be
right.
You know, that will evolve
exactly.
But we've got a lot of growing to do to get there. And in the meantime, the big problem is this problem of loneliness
mm-hmm.
and isolation.
Despair, loneliness.
And despair.
Suicide.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, when you get your validation for self-worth from Instagram, and you're typically mm-hmm. a teenage girl.
Yeah.
And you get criticized, it can be devastating.
Absolutely. Sure. It's like literally having the rug.
Yeah.
Pulled out from under you.
Because that's your reality. Yeah. My reality is in this domain.
And if your power is outside of your control.
It is.
Way.
And yeah. that's not healthy. It's not real.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing. Approximately half of United States adults report experiencing loneliness, with some of the highest rates among young adults.
Sure.
So there you go. We're talking about loneliness, social isolation today. The problem, how much of it is technology driven? How much of it is you're holding in your hand your smartphone, and how much you're using it or not using it? Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. And we've got much more to discuss, much more to come, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Yeah, Yeah, we're right here, and we are your daily dose, of radio rehab. Thanks to Lauren Leon McMillan. Thanks to Jay Merle. Mm-hmm. David McMillan here on Strategies for Living. We're talking about loneliness, social isolation. How big of a problem is it, especially among our young people? Mm-hmm. But, you know, and it is, but it's also a problem in the entire population.
Yeah,
I
think our young people are just kind of red flags for all of us. They're like little alerts saying that, okay, look, we're all experiencing this. And the young people are expressing it in a way that's really coming to our attention.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're really talking about social connection here, right? And so what is that? What is...
Well, first, can I talk a bit about loneliness?
Yes, you can. Sure.
Because I think loneliness has nothing to do with other people, right? And everything to do with, I think Jay hit it at the top of the show, connection, right? Because we know, I mean, all of us have experienced this. You can be in a group of people and still
be lonely.
And
be
still claim lonely. And experience loneliness.
That's a good
right?
point, Lauren. That's
and
a
so,
good point.
And I think the word lonely actually points beautifully to its antidote, okay? Because the word lonely comes from alone, plus ly, and ly just means a state or condition of being, quality of being, right?
Okay.
And the word alone, this is really cool. The word alone, A-L-O-N-E, is actually an old contraction, because you know what contractions are, right?
Right.
Like can't, won't. It's a shortening, it's a combining of two words.
Right, right.
So alone is a contraction from the 1300s of all one.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
So we can find the antidote, the true antidote to loneliness in the word itself by remembering that alone is a contraction of all one.
So what you're saying is, if I'm following you,
yes,
then what you're saying is, if it's to be, it's up to me. It all begins on the inside of me. It's an inside job, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And to remember that when you're feeling alone, you're experiencing a contracted state of being all one.
Mm.
And that you're never truly alone.
But I think I am. And so
you're allowed to have that experience, right? And so the bridge there between when you're feeling lonely is connection. And I'm going to argue that it doesn't necessarily have to be with other people. Community is important. I think we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's very important. It's an important bridge to understanding in the physical world and reconnecting with the all one that is within
us. But you're saying but it's got to begin with the inner connection
with
the self.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can be in a group of people and still feel alone.
Right.
And you can be alone and know that you are all one and that you are connected to everything and everyone. And that's what I mean when there's a disconnect in the evolution between our spiritual, our consciousness, our inner development, and the technology.
Okay, now I want to get into the spiritual / consciousness for just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so connecting to the self.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are two selves that we can connect to in there.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
So there's the self with the small s.
Little s.
And that's our ego
right,
self.
Those are our stories.
It's all of the compilation of our beliefs,
and
our stories. Everything.
The roles.
And then there's the big S.
And that's the one we want to connect with.
And that's our soul, our spirit. What
our
Jesus said,
self.
The kingdom of heaven is within you.
And I think I could argue that's a part of, a piece of what Jesus was calling the Father.
Yeah.
Is the higher self.
It's the higher
which is
self.
The part of all that
right.
is.
Right, right. And clearly, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's not out there, up there, over there.
Right.
It's within us.
And no one can come to the Father except through me.
But we have to we have to make that connect
right
in order so I get what you're saying.
And so we need
saying.
To deeply connect with ourselves in order to fully and deeply connect with others, because we can only connect with others to the degree that we've connected with ourselves.
Right.
How do we do that?
Well, through inner work, Journaling is one of my favorite ways. Meditating, whatever ritual connects you, and just start with something small. Think of something, an activity that you do that makes you feel expanded and connected with everything. For some people, that might just be going on a walk, going in nature.
Yeah.
Connecting through community can be one way with other people, or meditation, or doing art, or doing something that you love that connects you, gets you in the flow, and makes you feel and remember that you're a part of something bigger.
That you're a part of something bigger than just your little S on the inside. Yeah.
And there's no one way. And I believe because we're all made, in different ways, different facets of all that is, there are that many ways to connect to all that is. And so I can't prescribe you a single way to connect.
But one thing that we do know, and Jay, you mentioned this during the break, is we're not coming into connection and into opportunities to connect. And you mentioned church.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think it's a very, very, you can look at the numbers say it. Doesn't matter the denomination, right? Church attendance has gone down.
Yes, but you're part of a community.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that church offers, a church may not be, it may not be perfect because it's made up of human beings.
Right.
But it's the opportunity to connect.
It's a bunch of people coming to the same places. For the same reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's kind of like the recovery community. You go mm-hmm. to meetings and everyone there has something in common with the others.
Yeah. All right. But again, we're talking about loneliness now. How much did we get interrupted by COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're years away now,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're still impacted by the effects.
Yes. I think it depends on how old you were when it happened.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, and where you were along the stage of life and all of those things. Yeah. But I'm going to play devil's advocate again here.
Please do.
With COVID.
She's doing a lot of devil's advocate in here.
I don't see horns.
They're growing. Don't worry about it.
Wait till she gets her pitchfork out.
You're talking
after
about
you.
How it interrupted our community. And I by no doubt agree. And there is great trauma that came with that, interrupting our physical ability to connect with one another.
Right.
Right. But I also think
I know people that are elderly mm-hmm. that have still not returned to church or the other kinds of community that they were in and participating in pre-COVID.
Right.
Even though now the threat has largely, I think most of us would agree, the threat has largely subsided.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there are some people who still have not returned.
It's forever changed how we view ourselves and interact with each other. But I think it was a call. We could have used it, and we can still use it, as a call to do that reconnect with self. Because we were so, quote-unquote, isolated, it was a call inward to look at, wow, how was I doing life? And how do I want to do life from here on out?
Hmm.
And that's another great way to connect with self. Jay, that experience through step four, right? That fearless moral
searching
moral moral inventory, right? And it's to look at yourself and to see all of these things, these stories, the little s, to be able to look at little s self.
It was a time of reflection.
Yeah.
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 I think everybody who didn't take a long nap, got to examine some things during mm-hmm. that period where we were shut down.
Right.
Yeah.
And we all did. We were all very resilient in that we developed, crazy different ways to bridge that
gap. And there were harms. I think there were harms that will, especially for various ages, mm-hmm. Young folks.
Sure.
That the connection that they could have, let's get back to connection and mm-hmm. community.
Sure.
They were isolated. And, what pathways are forever damaged by that mm-hmm. fact. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, social connection, and I'm going from the report that I mentioned earlier that Dr. Murthy was involved in. And he talked about, that report talked about vital components of social connection.
Okay.
As structure, function, and quality. So the structure is the number and variety of relationships and the frequency of interaction.
Okay.
And then the function is the degree to which relationships serve various needs, whether that's emotional support or supporting us in a crisis or maybe mentorship, right? And then the quality. So structure, function, and quality. The quality is the positive and negative aspects of relationships and interactions. So how satisfied am I in relationships? What is there? Is there strain in some relationships that I'm in? And is there social inclusion or exclusion? Mm-hmm. I mean, those are all parts of social connection.
So the depth in our ability to feel heard and understood is what I'm hearing as a huge part of it.
It's kind of hard to do that with text.
Yeah,
in
it is.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, it's interesting. I hate to, when somebody texts me, and I don't mind text for what it's for. You know, a quick, are you going to be there at 3? Yes. Or I'm going to be 5 minutes late. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But too often, I get text that are wanting
paragraphs,
long conversations with me. And what I'll do sometimes is I'll pick up the phone and call.
Yes.
Whoever the...
Do they answer?
And sometimes they answer. But sometimes, oftentimes, actually, they're pissed off.
Did you call them? I know, they don't want to talk.
Because they want to text, they don't want to talk.
They don't want to talk. Because it's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, it's just different.
It is.
It's just different.
Well, we're going to give both of you a chance when we come back. No, I you know, I think we have some...
I like to talk.
We have some messed up, you know, we've got some messed up stuff.
Social.
That we need to clear up. We're talking about all of that and more today on Strategies for Living. Loneliness. Are we lonely? Is there a loneliness epidemic? Maybe so. We'll talk more about it here on Strategies. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Jay Merle and Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We're talking about, is there a loneliness epidemic? Are we much more lonely than we once were? And as a consequence of that, are there problems? By the way, I want to mention strategiesforlivingradio.com. And one of the reasons I want to mention that is because If you go to strategiesforlivingradio.com, there's a lot of information about the show there.
Right.
But the other thing that's there are connections, including to the suicide hotline.
Yes, right.
And so if you need a quick connect, that's a place to go.
Absolutely.
I also have connections to AA and to other
important
hotlines
and
resources beyond strategies for living.
Locally,
that could be
nationally.
Helpful to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we were talking at the end of the last segment about this text thing. And some people want to have long conversations.
Right.
On text.
Can they be called conversations?
I don't believe so, Jay, but obviously some people do believe so, and maybe it's a...
I get it.
You know, maybe it's a... I don't want to have a long conversation. You know,
I don't want to talk to you, but I want you to know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I want to. It's kind of a guerrilla attack, if you will.
Yeah, let me throw this hand grenade over the wall here.
Yeah, and then I'm going to
duck. Not always. Sometimes
we're in the midst of evolving communications as well.
Agreed.
Along with technology, because we're evolving towards something even beyond text.
I agree. Last week we talked, when I was on the show, we talked about resistance to change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
So this is a really huge paradigm shift on how we communicate with each
yes.
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And old people like me, not you, David.
Thank you, Jay.
Don't like change a whole lot. I mean, I had to do change a lot when I enrolled at LSU because I had to use a whole lot of stuff online. And,
right.
And I figured it out. And you can do it.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the whole thing about loneliness. I just contend that there's this element of connection that is more rich, real, and enduring if your connection is, it could be a phone call, it can be a face-to-face, it can, it's just sad.
That it can be person-to-person.
Person-to-person.
Yeah.
Well, and it's got to be in a very deeply safe and understood and felt and seen person-to-person or phone call, because again, any of those methods can still feel isolating and lonely.
They can go off the rails.
Yeah.
Let's just, how about this? Mm-hmm. There are some things that need to be communicated in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
And there are some things like, you know, go to this address that you can text.
Yeah, or I'm going to be 3 minutes late, or I'm on the way.
Right.
You know, it's appropriate versus non-appropriate in some cases.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's about how much you want to communicate, how much each person is willing and able to receive.
How much yourself you're willing to give. And some people are unwilling. I mean, I get the point that some people are unwilling to give more of their self beyond just a text.
Yeah, and it has to be also, okay, just personally, phone calls for me as somebody who's very sensitive to energy can be very overwhelming. Like, I would prefer actually a person in person to a phone call. It's something about connecting to that network of energy that's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, I think that's
so
great.
So that's just a, you know.
So that's a personal thing.
If that's true, then what you're saying is the notion that AI is going to take over the profession of counseling is bunk.
I don't believe that. I believe AI is going to be pushing us in all of our professions to be more deeply human and to be more deeply within what we are able to do as a spirit and as all one.
In other words, it can challenge to go deeper
to
and be
more,
better.
To become more conscious, to become more sentient. And I think we can develop alongside it quite beautifully if we're willing to go in and do some inner work. And that's essentially what we're talking about today in terms of, loneliness and the connection.
Yeah, it's the invitation to go within, the invitation to, you know, to really connect first and foremost deeply with yourself, which, I think 80% of us don't do that.
In different and evolving ways.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't help but think about the telepathy tapes. you know, the idea that we already are aware of some individuals on the spectrum who are able to communicate via telepathy.
Right.
And so that's, I think we're moving in that direction.
I think that's a thing.
And so we're somewhere along the spectrum of, you know, all we have, all of us. And so it's about our ability to connect with all of us at the same time and be able to accept the differences that,
That's still human.
Yes.
So if talking about the telepathy thing. Mm-hmm. So have you ever thought about somebody and you get a phone call from them 30 seconds
exactly.
later?
Yeah.
That's a thing. That
and
happened to
that
me.
That is evidence.
I agree, but that's not artificial though. That's not artificial.
No, I agree. Yeah.
It's real.
Did you know that you can have an AI boyfriend or an AI girlfriend now?
No.
For real?
Oh, God.
And so, and then on this show, that was a predicate of this, they were talking about how, you know, and also in counseling, you can do AI counseling.
Sure.
And your counselor is going to tell you exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your AI boyfriend is going to tell you exactly, you know, no growth there.
No, and it misses the human interaction because there's something, AI cannot read a person's body language.
Exactly.
Look into a
body
person's
language is
eyes.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
Look into a person's eyes. See, kind of even feel the energy coming off of that person.
David, let me ask you a question. In counseling, how many times have you come to a conclusion that turned out to be the right conclusion about the issues that someone was facing that were totally not related verbally to you?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
A lot, an awful lot.
It's just a sense that you develop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's evidence of our connectedness.
That's a telepathy thing, too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's something that AI will never be able to do.
I'm a newbie at this, but I think a good counselor is one who has developed a sense of being able to determine what someone's larger needs are.
Yes.
Totally without words.
Even ahead of what they know.
You
know, even
Oftentimes
ahead of what they know.
The intuitive ability to connect into the field.
Yeah, there you go.
So we've offered lots of conversation today and some strategies. And the main strategy that I hear, we'll talk about this more when we wrap up here next, but really the answer is within you.
Absolutely.
The answer is inside of you.
All along.
And however, we still have to acknowledge that there's issues, there's problems that need to be addressed. We are lonely. And we are in need of more connection. Talking about that today here on Strategies. We'll be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us.
All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference Balanced Wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merrill, David McMillan, talking today about loneliness. Do we have a loneliness epidemic? Do we have a problem? I think we certainly do. And we offered some solutions, some strategies today. I'm going to ask both of you, what's the takeaway? What's your takeaway from our conversation here today, Jay? I'll start with you.
Well, so I have grandkids, and fortunately for them, their parents, at least one set of them, have a real keen understanding about the importance of limiting and regulating their social media,
right? Mm.
Until they're probably 16.
Yeah,
and then the importance of connectedness, community, purpose, mm-hmm. and being of and in the world.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
What about you, Lauren?
Just that the opposite of loneliness is connection. And, yeah. and in whatever way you can develop that, and especially first and foremost within yourself.
Yeah. Starting with the self.
When you start with you, when you start connecting with your big capital S self.
Right.
Then you can connect to all that is. And
we probably need to do some shows on little s, big s connection.
I couldn't be more important today.
Because, again, I think it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons that we have this loneliness epidemic is because probably 80% of us aren't connected on the inside
of us. Yeah, it's the disconnect between little s and big s self.
Absolutely. Jay, thank you. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Folks, thank you. You're the reason we do this, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Jay Merrill, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.